This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sure. This is Ihlanganani Midday Show. If you have just joined us, welcome on the show. My name is Awe Thukelese. And I did tell you, Uguti, today we're celebrating labantu phela abama left-handers. Labantu abasebenzisa isandla sabo sokunxele. And man, I wanted to speak to someone. Tell me, check out on the internet. Like, actually, this is a person engakhuluma naye. Because yena umuntu ongasichazela kahle about this whole thing. And there's a myth ne engake ngayizwa kuthiwa the right hand people use their left hand side of the brain, and the left hand sided people use their right hand side of the brain. So only the left hand side people are in their right mind. I don't know if my guest will confirm that for me, but let's welcome someone who's representing Association of Left-Handed Handers. All the way from India. Good morning. Well, should I say good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome on the show.
Good morning to you. Good afternoon to me.
Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Yes, thank you very much. And I wish all the listeners a very happy International Left-Handers Day 2024.
Ah, man, amazing, amazing. Okay, tell us where you're from and just introduce yourself to the listeners as well.
I'm from India and I stay in the city called Pune in the state of Maharashtra.
Okay, tell us about the association. What do you guys do?
Sorry, please come again.
The association that you are currently part of, what do you guys specialize in?
We are there since 1991. We founded the association in 1991. And since then, we have been promoting the correct word regarding the left-handedness or handedness per se, as to what is left-handedness, what is right-handedness, and why are some people left-handed. And we tell parents and teachers and everybody interested that left-handers are natural, normal, and they are inborn. So do not please force any child to do things right-handed for no reason. Let every child use whichever hand they want and be happy, be free. That is our main motto, for which we conduct seminars, we conduct meetings, we arrange lectures, speeches, PowerPoint presentations. And this thing right now, what we are doing, we approach the media, media approaches us, and we give interviews and all those kinds. I write articles, many people write articles, they go to schools, various schools. Our members, they are all over India, and some people are abroad. They go there, they talk to children, they talk to students, teachers, parents, whoever they meet, and tell them that left-handedness is as natural and normal as right-handedness. That is our work.
Oh, wow. And how are you guys celebrating this year's International Left-Handers Day?
Basically, we do not come together. Rather, we spread out. We don't have a meeting together and celebrate with some flags or something. No. We go to different schools. Today itself, many people are in schools. Many people are addressing some clubs or some kind of Rotary and Lions Club and all those things. And they are going, talking to people, talking to left-handers and other people and telling them. That's how we celebrate.
Wow, man. Is it true that left-handed people use their right-hand side of the brain?
In a way, it is true, but it is not exactly the same, exactly that way. We use, all of us use both sides of our brain. But the only thing is, for left-handers, it is the right side which is dominant. And for the right-handers, it is the left side which is dominant. So that is the main controlling power. But that does not mean the other side of the brain is not participating in your decisions. We use the whole brain, of course, everybody. Right-handers, left-handers, mixed-handers, and ambidextrous people, they all use both the sides of the brain. But they are mainly governed by the opposite side of their hand.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dominant hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, man. Let's celebrate this day with you guys. And thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio just to enlighten us.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah. So I don't know who is your listeners, but I would request everyone to allow any left-hander to use any hand they want or wish or prefer to use for any activity, including eating, writing, any religious activity, washing their body and everything. Yeah. Let them use anything. Just teach them to keep both the hands clean. That's all.
No, thank you so much. And in solidarity today, could you allow me to say, for us as young, as right-handers people, can we at least for just for today use our left hand and see how it is and experience the use of the left hand?
No, I would go further. Okay. I would like to go further. I would say right-handers should use their left hand more and more wherever possible every day, because that activates their right side of the brain, and that way they can improve their basic health, they can improve their fitness, they can improve their energy levels, they can have better ideas, better creativity and a lot of things. So for simple things like lifting a heavy bag or some object or pushing a door or closing a door or locking, or even if you are using a shaving brush, you use it with your left hand. That way you will keep your left hand more active and your right brain more active. So do it every day, not just today.
Not just today. Okay, no, we're going to try. We're going to try. No, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time and happy
pleasure, pleasure.
Day, man.
Thank you and thanks to you. And if you could send me a recording, I would be glad.
Okay,
thank you.
No problem. I'll send it to you as soon as I get it. Thank you so much.
Well, welcome, welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.